Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 30th. For the new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run on donations, without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate WMT on its 100th anniversary this year. As the camp celebrates its 50th anniversary, half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972, with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Dottie told me 43 years ago, if it wasn't for WMT, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous. I was 25 years old, and that comment has always stuck with me. It takes a lot of faith and risk to take something that was nothing and put the integrity of a legendary radio station behind it. We are forever grateful. Thank you to everyone that came out for the Camp Courageous annual omelet breakfast and open house last Sunday and helped to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the camp. We had a great turnout on a beautiful day. So a big thank you to everyone, including WMT Radio, for being there. This past week, camp had campers coming from Centerpoint Urbana, Vernon Middle School, Marion Independent, Clayton Ridge, Mid Prairie, and Transitional Services of Iowa. Overnights included Iowa City West, Mount Pleasant Schools, and our travel campers headed off to the Field of Dreams and had a wonderful time there. Just in a few minutes, we've got a huge number of campers heading to the Hanson Football Performance Center in Iowa City, right next to Kinnick Stadium. This is an opportunity for Camp Courageous campers to meet the University of Iowa football players. It's a free event for the campers. They all get free shirts, snacks, and just have a great time. A big thank you to the University of Iowa football team and staff, along with Glenn Haskins and Mola Oil in Dubuque, who donate the t-shirts, and Martin Brothers for the donation of food. This next week, we have campers and the general public coming out from Boulder Peak, Methwick, Taft Middle School, Iowa City, Fairfield, Washington, and Pence Elementary. Our travel campers are going to be heading off to Galena. Camp's friends at Eastern Iowa Excavating and Concrete, Chad Demmer and the gang, were out these past few weeks finishing some of the driveways like the Butch and Patsy Neumeyer and Family Road and putting in sidewalks to make the camp more accessible. Also, a big shout out to John Larson at Hall & Hall for coordinating everything along with Camp's great facilities staff, headed up by James Kurth. And the work also on the Massey Papke Multipurpose Field is coming along very well with volunteer Jeff Pillick overseeing that project. It's been a busy spring at Camp Courageous. Our big need for the week continues to be grass seed as we continue to landscape new areas of the camp. It is with great sadness that Camp Courageous says goodbye to our dear friend and Camp Courageous honorary board member, Ernie Burge. Ernie was active with Camp Courageous for almost all the camp's 50 years. I fondly remember Ernie being one of the first individuals Dr. Earl D. Shaw called on to join him in supporting the Camp Courageous Perpetual Fund in the early 80s. Ernie was quick to give camp the opportunity to sell pineapples, fruitcakes, and other items inside and outside the Animal Sub Bank. To the day he passed, he never stopped supporting the camp in word and deed. Ernie often said the best decision he ever made was to marry Joanne Paulson from Onslow, a marriage that lasted 72 years. Ernie wrote the book, The Advantage of Being Born Poor. It hit home with many of us. From those very humble beginnings came a very kind and generous person, never forgetting his roots in the struggle during the Depression. An additional page to Ernie's book read, The Incredible Importance of Integrity, Friends, and Common Sense. Ernie had an exceptional perspective on grassroots of life. Ernie's visitation is at Cedar Memorial today, the 30th, from 3 to 6 p.m., and a celebration of his life will take place Sunday, May 1st at 2:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Cedar Rapids. Ernie will be dearly missed. The camp's sincere sympathy goes out to Joanne, his daughter Wendy, husband Alan Rob, and the whole Burge family and friends. And lastly, I'd like to introduce you to Jacob Neiman. Jacob is a staffer here at Camp Courageous. I'd like you to hear his story and get to know him a little bit better. Here's Jacob.
Hello, my name is Jacob Neiman. I'm a program coordinator at Camp Courageous. My journey at Camp Courageous started in the fall of 2019. I've been on this wonderful journey for approximately 2 years now. I have cerebral palsy, and this diagnosis plays an important part in my role here within the camp community. I walked into Camp Courageous with the goal to inspire the campers I help serve. I desire to be a role model for all people with disabilities, never allowing any impairment to act as a setback to achieving success. I have experienced campers throughout my time at Camp Courageous come out in the way of walk. I always share with them that I was born this way, and I am happy and healthy just as you are. Once during a restful weekend, I had an interaction with a young camper once at dinner time. He wanted to hear my journey, so I sat with him and told him the story of my life. After hearing my story, the camper said something that has stuck with me ever since. Jake, you've inspired me to become more independent. He found the fact that I have undergone numerous surgeries and found a career that causes me to want to give back to people with a wide variety of disabilities. I asked him if he had a current goal to help him gain more independence. He mentioned that he wanted to improve on tying his shoes. I slipped off my shoes at the dinner table, and the camper and I practiced tying shoelaces after our meal. We practiced, and he walked away with a better understanding of how to tie his shoes. He improved and was so proud of himself, as was I. When I was first notified that I'd be working at Camp Courageous, I heard the common response of, "Jake, campers are going to think of you as an inspiration." I can say with confidence that I am the one being inspired. Aspire to inspire.
Thank you, Jacob. Jacob is a wonderful inspiration to not only the campers, but also to the staff. Have a wonderful weekend and a great coming week. Thank you for listening.